there is someone who's been given a sword, or in fact just has a sword. Mm-hmm. They have a sword, therefore God has given it to them, and their job is to use that sword to kill bad guys, or to threaten to kill bad guys. And what that will do is stop the bad guys from being so bad and let the kind of medium guys and good guys just sort of live their lives. And what also is basically said is that if you have the sword and you're using it for bad, God's going to bring someone else against you to punish you. And that's what, again, the history of the kings shows, the history of Daniel's prophecies of the empire show as well. Nations are going to rise and fall, and they're going to be punished for their rejection of law. Because God does love the infant. He doesn't want the infant to be thrown into the fire, even though the third and fourth generation of punishment is being affected on the infant, and he's also overseeing that judgment too, right? His eye is on the sparrow. How much more is his eye on you? I feel like I still was working towards something I couldn't quite get said clearly, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you clearing that up for me. Because I don't know what to do if I'm supposed to just walk out of church and leave it all there.
Well, in the 60s, you could. Mm. Or at least so the TV convinced mm-hmm. us. Yeah. And but that's what's being advocated, right? It's all just, Cubs versus White Sox. That's all the disagreements really are. And so we should leave those out of the Christianity. And that's what we're effectively saying when we make these arguments is, they're just matters of opinion. And Christians can have varying opinions on this. Like, that probably is true with regard to, monetary policy, like gold standard. Mm-hmm. Except for when it's not, because it's a dishonest scale, which the Lord hates. He hates it when you devalue the money so as to steal from the poor. So, it's not. I'm not saying gold standard is the only path. At all. I don't hear me saying that. But Christians really should talk about that with each other. Like, these concepts shouldn't be unheard of to us, that God wants us not to steal, and that means to trade with honesty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So the principle we should all be agreeing on. Mm-hmm. God hates dishonest scales, for example.
Yeah.
And the method, that's, gold standard, whatever.
Bitcoin.
That's kind of Bitcoin. Yeah. It's that's neither here nor there. But we need to make sure, or we can't make sure, but we can speak loudly about, God doesn't like dishonest scales, so buckle your seatbelt.
Yeah, you need to be honest that coming. We're living in a kingdom that isn't. Yeah, that's right. Something's coming. That's right. And the more innocent blood is shed on the land, the more the land cries out for vengeance.
Right.
Right. And so again, abortion being a thing that isn't just about how bad it is, it's that too. But it's no, this will be punished. It's not going to go unpunished. Sodom and Gomorrah is an example, not a one-time event.